The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance movement. Now more than ever. Now more than ever. On this fifth day of May, 2023. And usually, always on a Friday night, we have that fellow of great stature. Well, you know who he is. Well, it's Courageous Craig. Hey, Craig.
Good evening.
But then we also have a fellow that's been around for a long time, a faithful co-host, an author, a man that's brilliant in many ways, and my good buddy, Big John McTernan.
Well, thank you, Pastor Ernie. God bless you and all our listeners.
All righty. Big John, we have a whole lot to cover tonight. We got lightning round after lightning round, don't we?
Oh, yeah, Pastor Ernie. It's really these critical developments. I mean, they're piling up. Every week there's more of them.
Well, it's what I preached on last week. All the signs that are there. That you we're seeing this, we recognize it because we've been studying the Word of God for 50 years, and now we're seeing exactly what it says would happen. We're seeing it; it's unfolding before our very eyes. But there's not many of us that see it, is there?
Well, Pastor Ernie, unfortunately, I think there's a higher degree now, a higher percentage now than there was. Many people's eyes being, you can't deny it. It's right in front of you. So, yeah, I think many people see it now, Pastor Ernie.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Is this the time to say, woe is me, look at, we're surrounded. What can we do? Because I have people that just continuously want to tell me how bad things are. Or is this the time for us to say, hey, these are all signs of our Lord's soon return? Everything is falling right into place. It's not falling apart. It's falling exactly the way God said it would. And so now we know that our time of departure is getting nearer and nearer. And it won't be long before we'll be out of this mess, huh?
Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Amen. All righty. Well, I'm going to finish in the message this week would be out in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And let's take it kind of a verse at a time, John. Here, starting with verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what? Before I go that, I just remembered, we have a brother, Peter, who needs prayer. I'm trying to get the whole story. All I know is I talked to him. He hurt his leg, and he was going to have surgery today on his leg, but his name is Peter Daugherty, and I don't know how he hurt his leg or whatever. But the surgery, I understand, was very serious surgery. He injured his leg somehow very seriously. So let's go for and ask the folks out there listening all over the country to join us in that prayer. Would you do that? Let's do that. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I don't know the whole situation. All I know is Peter had said he severely hurt his leg, very, very severely. And when I called and I talked to his wife, he's in South Carolina, by the way. She just told me that they were about to go into surgery. So let's just pray for a healing. So, Lord, we're just asking you to touch Peter. Lord, be with them. Be with him and Laura and the family as they're down there now. It's hard to be way out of state when you can't drive and you can't travel as they've been down there. So, Lord, that you would just be with him, that he would touch him, heal him, Lord God, and be a comfort to them at this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so, there you go. Let's start back at verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the gathering together unto him. Okay, that's obviously talking about what?
Well.
The rapture.
Yeah.
You should be talking about. No. Then he says this, that you be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Why do you think he wrote that? He's telling them, there was a reason he was telling them not to be concerned, not to be worried about the rapture taking place. Why do you think that was, John?
It sounds like, Pastor Ernie, that there was some teaching or thought about that it already occurred.
That's exactly what it's...
Perhaps.
Yeah, and so now, when he talks about the day of Christ, the day of Christ is not the same as the day of the Lord. The day of Christ always talks about what? Salvation, redemption, deliverance.
Yes.
The day of the Lord always talks about judgment, does it not?
Right. The day of the Lord is the physical second coming of Jesus Christ to destroy all evil on earth, and to save Israel and Jerusalem, to set up his kingdom on earth. It's called the millennial reign. Millennial means 1,000. His millennial reign here on earth.
Amen. Now let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, get ready, Joe, John, except there come a falling away, apostasia, great apostasia. When will we see, John, the great falling away?
It's in front of our eyes right now.
We're here. We're living it real time right now, huh? Has there ever been a time in the history of the world where there has been such a great apostasia?
Well, it's interesting because you take like the homosexuality and their agenda really fits this, because we haven't seen, I'm going to say, quote, legalized homosexual marriage, we'll call it that. Well, it's not a real marriage, Pastor Ernie. I'm saying what, you know, the Supreme Court is saying.
Yeah.
But that goes back to the days of Noah. And a lot of this has been promoted directly from the pulpits in these apostate, they call themselves churches, and they're not. So, yeah, there's never been a time, except going back to the days of Noah, when what we see taking place, what a, quote, church accepts and promotes, this is unique, the time we live in right now.
So we're seeing this with the World and National Council of Churches especially, but would you say that what they call the United Church of Christ would be the most apostate of all? Or would you say that they're rivaled by today by, let's say, the Pilgrim Church out there or the Episcopal? What would you say?
It's a tough question, Pastor Ernie, but anyone that promotes the wokeness, I mean, they actually have these drag queens there in churches. Well, you know, I hate to use the word church, but that's what I don't know anything else to call it. But they're promoting drag queens in churches for children. And so, I mean, and they're promoting transgenderism. So how much homosexual, quote, marriage, how much worse can it get, Pastor Ernie? Any church that claims to be a church doing that is as deeply apostate as possible. They're denying Christ's virgin birth, that he is the Son of God. I mean, they're denying everything.
Well, they've gone from being the church house to the whorehouse. The Bible says everything that they do in there, by definition, they have become whores. And this coming Sunday...
That's going to fit perfectly in the Whore of Babylon.
Absolutely.
17. Yep. These might be the leaders. These might be the leaders, Pastor Ernie. We might be looking at the upcoming leadership that will form the Whore of Babylon in Revelation 17.
Yep. Now, here, we read this in verse 4. Who opposes and exalted himself... well, let me go back, because I didn't finish that verse. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there be come a falling away. We're there right now, real time. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Well, he's not revealed until the church is taken out. But there are a lot of us right now today, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2, those that have the mind of God. A lot of us know that there are antichrists out there today, many antichrists, but some of them much more fit the description of the antichrist than others. And I've often said Barack Obama, in so many ways, is the closest thing I've seen to fit the biblical prophecy of the antichrist today. That doesn't mean he is the antichrist. He is an antichrist, but what he has done, as far as, in my opinion, you know, we've talked about this all week long. Do you remember, John, when he had the Temple of Zeus, the temple the seat of Satan, imported all the way from Germany and set up in Colorado?
To Denver, I think in Denver, Colorado.
Called the seat of Satan, yeah. Out of Pergamos, it was called the seat of the Pergamos seat. And so here, when that happened, I'll never forget that, as he stood out there on that, in all his so-called glory, a fly kept landing on his lip. And when that happened, I'll never forget that, you know, Beelzebub, the Lord of the Flies, which is another name for Satan. And I'm watching that, and here the fly spoiled his show there, but then a rat runs right across in front of him. A rat, right out of no place comes this rat. But so many things with Barack Obama. In Isaiah 14, his name is there, his both for first and second name in Luke 10:18. We saw the limousine he had made was called the Beast.
The Beast.
We talked about last night about the plaque that he had made there with the five ovals on it. That was, you know, that right there is a big esoteric message out there sending it out. So all of those things point to him. By the way, the day that he was sworn in, the day he became so-called president, no, it wasn't, the day that he so-called won the election, the lottery number there, the winning lottery number in Illinois was 666. And his zip code for his office in Illinois was 60606. So do you think those are some signs?
Well, Yeah, Pastor Ernie. The only thing I would say, as far as action, that well, Joe Biden is an empty suit, so I don't know if he's capable. He's not capable for anything really. But the things that are coming out, they're using him. But the things that he's doing takes him as bad as Obama or beyond him.
Yeah, well, he is an antichrist too. Joe Biden is an antichrist. Anyhow.
Pastor Ernie, through the years, I've seen people that have had developing like severe dementia, and they walk a certain way. The dementia not only affects their thinking, but it affects their body. And there's a stiffness to people. Their gait, the normal gait is not there. There's a stiffness to him. He's got it real bad. The eyes, you could see people with real bad dementia, their eyes look a certain way. He's got it. And, of course, the way he makes nonsense in what he's saying, but he really shows advanced, in my opinion, he really shows advanced dementia now. I mean, really deep.
Yeah, but these doctors have these drugs that can give you a temporary clear mind. I mean, they know exactly how to use it when they have to use it, right? And
yeah, but it's not working too well now, Pastor.
Yeah, I know it's getting worse. And
I mean, it may have worked somewhat a year ago or when he first took office, but now I think he's beyond those drugs. He's really bad with dementia. It's like full blown.
All right, let's see. Who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God? That's exactly what Barack Obama did when he brought the Temple of Zeus over here, and that is worship, so that he is God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember you not? Well, you know, here you're talking about, of course, the Antichrist, the son of perdition, if you will. Also called the man of sin. Now, remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. What do you think he's talking about? What withholdeth? There's a word out there, the old English word latent, is the same word with that means the same thing as with let, to let, or with to hold. What do you think he's talking about?
Well, he's talking about the power of the Holy Spirit, Pastor Ernie. And the Holy Spirit is holding back evil. And that there's coming a day during the tribulation period when that will the Holy Spirit will kind of pull back and allow the floodgates open. And then it'll be complete, total wickedness on earth.
And so that word there, it's an interesting word because it means to make late, to make one late or to make one delay. And that's exactly what the Holy Spirit is doing right now. And where is the Holy Spirit at?
Well, he's in us.
So sometimes when people don't realize, you know, what is taking place, you know, like the church, we keep getting these reports and all these polls saying how the church is becoming more and more impotent, more and more impotent all the time. Yet there's a remnant of us in here that is holding back. Once we're taking out, what are we going to see on this earth?
Well, yeah, that's an evil, Pastor Ernie. It'll be evil at everything. I mean, we could look how evil it is now, but what we see is that gradual, the holding back of the Holy Spirit is gradually being lessened and lessened and lessened until it pulled back, and then it's like a dam burst of evil just flooding everything. Total wickedness in every area. And then, Pastor Ernie, when you look at Revelation chapter 17 about the whore of Babylon, verse 6 says, and that she's going to be drunken with the blood of the saints and the martyrs. So once there's complete wickedness here on earth, now the restrainer of the Holy Spirit has been pulled back, there is going to be worldwide mass killing of the believers in Jesus Christ at that time. They're going to be drunken, Pastor. The Bible says drunken with the blood of the saints and the martyrs.
Well, that's already taking place right now, and a lot of it's that the great whore. You have the three parts of Babylon. You have the political, the economic, and the religious. And it's an interesting thing because all three were housed in New York City, which was referred to as Babylon. You had the economic with the World Trade Center. You had the United Nations building, which was the political, and housed within the United Nations building was the World Council of Religious, housed with it right within there. But that great whore that is the religious, the refers mostly to the religious Babylon, that she's already been persecuting, the false church has been persecuting Christians for centuries now. So some of these prophecies we're seeing coming up, she's already been drunken, but you're right, things are going to increase at a rapid rate.
And so, that drunken with the blood of the saints and the martyrs, it's at various times took place in various places. This year is going to be total worldwide, everywhere at the same time, like the killing that went on in the French Revolution and things like that, totally trying to kill and obliterate anyone that believes in Jesus Christ.
And so this is going to be even worse than the French Revolution in the sense that it's going to be only the strong survive. You know, during the French Revolution, if you had money, if you had enough money, you could buy yourself safety. But during this tribulation period, they'll be throwing their gold and silver into the street. It's going to be food and medical treatment is what you're going to need. It's not going to be so much about money. So those people that can't, where their money will be no good anymore, who would be some very good examples of that, who up until this time has used their money and they bought and they paid for corruption? How about Hillary Clinton? Her money won't be any good anymore. So will Hillary be in big doo-doo?
Yeah, Pastor, and I agree with how you describe that, yes.
Yeah, she's going to be in deep, deep trouble, huh? And so, all right, let's go on. He says this, and now you know okay, that's the Holy Ghost. The mystery of iniquity doth already work. We know that's the Antichrist system. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. We know that that's at the end of the tribulation period. Even those whose coming is after the workings of Satan's, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. From the day that the rapture, when it takes place, all of those that have heard the gospel and rejected it, it'll be too late for them, won't it, during the tribulation period?
It'll be too late, Pastor Ernie, because they'll have to face, I'm going to say hell on earth during that period. Yeah, the only way you will be able to really
escape what's going on is submitting to the whore of Babylon and hold to the confession of Jesus Christ, but then the people are going to be, you know, drunk. They're going to be killed. The whore is going to be drunken with the blood of the saints and the martyrs. So I'm sure, Pastor Ernie, that the overwhelming number of people that believe in Jesus that died during the tribulation period, they have been slaughtered.
Okay, so people say, well, who's going to be there? The rapture took place. Where's the church? Well, are there not going to be 144 flaming evangelists, John the Baptist, preaching the gospel, and are not many people going to get saved during that period when they see that when all of us are gone?
Yeah, and Pastor Ernie, don't forget, the Bible specifically says there are going to be two prophets during that time, and one of them is named as Elijah. Now, the other one is up to the debate, and they're going to have a confrontation with the Antichrist, the beast, in Jerusalem midway through the tribulation period, and that's when I believe that the man of sin is going to go into the temple of God, declaring that he is God.
All right, very good. We'll be back right after this.
Big John.
He was born of Elizabeth, the son of Zechariah, sent by God the Father to proclaim the Messiah. He was as bold as a lion, he knew no fear, an awesome man in a coat of camel hair.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
In the wilderness of Judea, you could hear him there. He was preaching repentance. It was very loud and clear. O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come, better listen, Pharisee. He preached to the sinner, the thief, and the liar. Only one way out of that burning lake of fire. The truth thundered forth from this righteous man, and those that believed found the promised land.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Chosen by the Father to baptize the Son, it was there in the Jordan this awesome thing was done. The Holy Ghost descended as if it were a dove. A mighty voice thundered from heaven above. This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. John, his friend, none greater than he. He told all the people about God the Son. He never quit preaching till the job was done.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Now 2,000 years later, the story is still being told. How he was thrown into prison for being so bold. He was martyred for God. To him it was an honor. He earned himself a mansion, heaven way out yonder, Big John. Now John's enemies, they perished in their shame, but John took his place in the Saints' Hall of Fame. Now in heaven above, the angels understood, when John preached repentance, he sure did it good, Baptist John. Now there's one thing John wants you to know. It's a fearful matter to lose your own soul. So call upon the Lord while you still can. And better take the advice of this mighty righteous man.
Big John. Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big
Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
All right, we are back. John, you know, our Bible study here that we did tonight really seemed to upset the old devil. We right now are down on every station except for the Flagstaff station that we're on, because we're broadcasting directly out of it. But every other, the devil went in, got into the internet and has taken us down on every other station right now. We're down. So would you go and pray and ask the good Lord to intervene, to come against the prince of the power of the air and put us back up? And but folks out there listening, we need your prayer, all of us. We need your prayer to help us get back up on the air. Go ahead, John.
Yes, Father, we intercede now in the name of Jesus for this show. I really don't know and don't hear of any other show that this happens to, which means, Lord, that the truth is piercing the evil, and the evil can't stand the light of the truth. It cannot stand. We are doing great damage to their agenda. And it's simply by calling out what the whore of Babylon is and that system. So, Lord, we're asking now that you would work with technicians and whatever else is needed to lift this jamming off, that the word can continue to go out throughout the nation, Lord, and the truth will be revealed that is always in this show based upon your word. So, again, we're asking in Jesus' name that jamming be released right now and the truth can flood all across America and beyond as it's streamed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, this isn't a jab. They literally got in and took us down completely. I don't know how this happened, you know, but they're working on it. The engineers are working.
Back up.
Okay, it looks like New York is back up right now. It looks like New York is going back up. So praise the good Lord for that. Folks, and I'm going to tell you, John, you're right.
Ernie, look at the how this has been going on for years.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I've told you that I've had all of the people from all the different stations across the country tell me, you know, Pastor Sanders, everything runs fine into your program. The only other program, they took down, like mine, was, I'm having one of my senior moments now. The lawyer, you know who I'm talking about. I actually represented me one time, and I'm having one of my senior moments right now. But they went after him and took him down several times, but mostly just us. Just us. It only happens to us. And so, at least we're back up on New York right now. And folks, I got to tell you, I want to plug John the newsletter too right now, because, you know, our purpose is to be the watchman on the wall and to get the information out. So even if they take us down, if they get the newsletter, we're still sending them information that the deep state, the Antichrist system, does not want them to know. And that has made that newsletter has made a huge difference. You wouldn't believe how many people have called and said that they would have gotten the shot had not been, did not read the newsletter. Or, I mean, just so many times. And in fact, I had people find out right there in San Diego in California, where a number of the people didn't realize that in the public school system they were promoting Islam. They were making the girls wear the headgear and that during the day and so on. And they didn't even know about it had not been for our radio program. But anyhow, folks, the newsletter, it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And if you don't get it, you really should. Just go to wrwl.org or just send an email to What's Right, What's Left, wrwlministries@gmail.com. wrwlministries@gmail.com with your ad. When we mail it, we go through the mail. We don't go through the internet. We don't send out the newsletters over the internet. We send it over the mail for various reasons. Or you can just write to WRWL Ministries. That's WRWL Ministries at 14781 Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio. And the zip is 44065. And right now, we really need your help financially, too. There's a number of stations that are real borderline. And of course, a lot of the people, we're only up on two stations tonight, so I don't know why I'm even saying this, because the others can't hear us. Unless they're listening to us, there are different ways they can listen to us tonight, so hopefully they are. But with that, John, a number of articles. We're going to play a clip. This is some good news. Here's a brave little female high school student. She's 18 years old, and she gives an explosive speech destroying the radical trans ideology. So go ahead and play that clip, if you would.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and only ladies and gentlemen it is and shall always be. I am an 18-year-old high school student and wanted to take this time to bring to your attention the current issue with biological men claiming they are women and in turn truly believing that they are entitled to use women's spaces. There was an incident within our district that occurred recently regarding a transgender woman who really is a biological man having an altercation with a young woman at MLK High School. It was infuriating when I had seen the video on social media, but what was detrimental to this is the fact that this man is and has been using the women's restroom and locker room. Firstly, the question we must address is why are we affirming the mental confusion of this boy and putting the safety of women in jeopardy by allowing mentally confused men to use the women's spaces? Of course, any male who claims he is a woman will accept it. But what about the women? What about the true girls like myself who are female down to our DNA? Why don't we ever get a say in whether or not we are comfortable with this? The truth is, we aren't. The majority of us aren't, and yet nothing has been done to protect the safety of these women. I will conclude with this. It all starts with you. You are in charge of the safety of us women and the parent and the kids of our parents. So please do something about it. Thank you.
Alrighty. Now, John, let me ask you a question, because often I get asked these questions. Why is it that these trans things, these confused biological males, are much, much more aggressive where it comes to going into girls' bathrooms and showers than the lesbian or trans females, if you will, are about going into the men's rooms? Is trans men's, whatever they call trans men's, but anyhow, is it because the girls have better bathrooms, John? Why is it?
No, Pastor Ernie, because that's a pretty good question. They're driven by sin and lust, tremendous lust and sin, and they're just using there's no proof. How does anyone prove that they are, quote, transgendered, a man that thinks he's a woman? How do you prove that? You go by their word. So by their word, you could take like perverted men to say that they're women and then go in there, Pastor.
Well, they are, and because they are being manipulated by some very morally degenerate, sick minds, especially in the public school system out there today. But now, also, these morally, you might call it morally challenged or extremely degenerate people, that's what God's Word, the Bible, calls them, reprobate and degenerate, who run these, where they want to do this, what they call trans surgery, where they mutilate these children, and they're getting rich doing it, making a lot of money. And I'm going to tell you, I would love to see every single one of those places, so-called hospitals that do that, burn to the ground tomorrow. That is evil. It's wickedness. It's ungodliness. It's sleaze right from the pit of hell. And boy, I tell you what, people that do that, hope they don't run into me. They really should hope that they don't run into me. But anyhow, That is, I think, these boys, you know, I've noticed some of them, when they start taking estrogen and that, they got to go crazy, don't they?
Well, it happens the other way, too, Pastor Ernie. Females that claim that they're males and they start taking testosterone, they then become can become violent.
Yeah.
They can become hurt themselves, hurt others. So on both sides of it, it's unnatural. Because a woman is like majority of her hormones there are estrogen. I think it's 90% and 10% testosterone, that's reversed with men. So you start tampering with a normal woman and giving her male hormones like testosterone, that's where the real problem comes in.
So when these girls wake up in the morning with a mustache, it doesn't bode well with them, huh?
Yeah, well, that's a physical manifestation, but emotionally, that's where the problem really develops when they're full of testosterone, and it should be estrogen.
All righty. We have got a bunch of stuff to cover. And now, we're talking about, you and I have been talking about the days we're living in, the evil day. EU displays satanic anti-Christian artwork. I'm looking at this. Godless lesbian parliament. The EU displayed the satanic artwork by anti-Christian activist Elizabeth Olsen in the parliament this week. This is the Antichrist system. I'm looking at this picture here, and you talk about gross, just absolutely gross. What they've done is the Lord's table, they're blaspheming God. And, well, Olson's artwork mocks Christianity and insults Christians by its vulgar nature. But this, according to Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 34, this Olson woman is unclean. She's a very unclean woman, okay? And Miss Olson is on her way to a burning lake of fire unless Miss Olson wakes up and repents. What do you think, John?
Well, Pastor Ernie, absolutely. But there were more pictures that she has done besides those, the one that you saw. Did you see some of the other ones?
You know what? I have them here. I didn't really look at them. This was bad enough for me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see that one. When they've got the Lord Jesus as a sodomite, LGBT.
Yes, Pastor. And, you know, I wouldn't even attempt to describe one of them that I saw there. But you have to look through them and you'd see it. On air, you can't really describe it.
Okay, this is, again, more signs of the time we're living in. Pure evil. Yes, sir.
Scroll down on that picture, the article, and it's towards the end, and it's the one that is vile beyond.
I have printouts here. I'm not on the computer.
Oh, okay.
And, anyhow, here, pure
Mr.
evil.
Ernie, can I hold on, Pastor Ernie, for a second, please?
Yeah.
You remember in the book of Revelation, like chapter 13, where it talks about the beast blaspheming God in heaven and his tabernacle, and it talks about those that are in heaven?
Yeah.
That's what these vile pictures remind me of, you know, blaspheming God. They'll be doing it worse during the tribulation period, I guess. But these pictures are so blasphemous, so evil, so wicked, it's pure blasphemy, Pastor.
I know, and here's where we're at today. Pure evil. Leading U.S. medical institutions are deliberately confusing toddlers and converting them to transgender. This is what we were talking about here. This is an article from the Natural News. American kids are being pushed towards transgenderism by the schools, by the left-wing politicians, and by medical institutions. North Carolina's leading medical institutions, Duke, UNC, and ECU, are now offering transgender treatments that confuse, brainwash, and socially transition kids as young as 2 or 3 or 4. Toddlers are being socially transitioned and put in environments where they are coerced to live in accordance with the so-called gender identity. So what do you think about parents that leave their children in the public schools where these people...
Ernie, they can't. I mean, folks, you just can't. You got to do something. I don't know what. I don't know what to keep the children out of these schools. But you seek the Lord, pray fast. But you can't. This isn't isolated to one school district or a couple. This is state and nationwide. Here in Texas, where I'm at, I'm living now. I mean, it's a battle. There's a huge battle because these teachers have they're coming out of these colleges with this mentality. They've absorbed it, and now they're like evangelists, Pastor Ernie, and they've got little kids captive, and they're an adult figure with great authority, and they're with the kids longer than the parents, and they're pumping this stuff into them in their minds, and they want to get these drugs in their bodies. So you've got to keep your kids out. I mean, it is they'll be lost for eternity, Pastor Ernie, if they can get those reprobate minds in there and get that wickedness deep in them. They may be lost for eternity.
Again, for 50 years, John, for 50 years I've been on the radio telling people, if you love your children, get them out of the public schools. If you love them, get them out of there. Get them out of there. And, you know, well, some have.
I have an article to go along with this from Colorado.
Sure.
It's called Colorado Families Sue School District for Encouraging Daughters to Join Secret LGBTQ Club. I'll read a couple paragraphs.
I hope they sue them for every last pin, and I hope they put them under, put them out.
Oh. Okay. Not only were the activities of the Gay Straight Alliance not disclosed to parents, those who led the club's meetings actively encouraged students to keep discussions about polyamory, suicide, puberty blockers, transgenderism, gender identity, sexuality, and name and pronoun changes secret from their parents. And then it says here, the teachers also invited substitute teacher Kimberly Chambers, who is the executive director of Supporting Pride, Learning, and Social Happenings, organization that seeks to educate school-age children on topics of sexuality and gender identity, to speak at their GSA meetings. And these are sixth grade children, Pastor Ernie, sixth grade. Chambers reportedly told the children, if they're not completely comfortable in their bodies, that means they are transgendered. While speaking to the school club, it was in May of 2021, the teacher also had children discuss what sex and gender they are attracted to, and awarded students with LGBTQ paraphernalia, such as toys, flags, and other swag, if they came out as transgendered. Now, this is the real punch in this one. The teacher told students that there was a high likelihood of, Chambers also repeatedly told students may not be safe to tell their parents what happened at the GSA meeting or to talk about transgender issues, and instead suggested they speak with her or other teachers. She offered students her phone number and told them to connect with her so that they could contact her at any time. There it is, Pastor. And they groom them, and then they get them away from the parents. This is like a cult. And then they go to the senior trained woman Chambers, and grooming them now to be transgendered, to be lesbians, away from the parents. These two of the girls involved became suicidal. One attempted suicide. They became dysfunctional based on what the school did. And they now the school is being sued by the parents, Pastor.
I mean, I hope they sue them and shut them down. I hope they shut them down.
They're in jail. But it's Colorado, and Colorado, you know, is it's one of these states that's just it's going. It's heading like California, Colorado.
Yeah, I know. Alrighty, here you go. Do you remember that woman Jezebel in the Bible? She had a daughter, Athalia. And remember, her daughter, Athalia, was even more wicked than Jezebel. And in fact, she was so wicked that when her son died, he left several children. And she had them all killed but one. One got away. Took to you.
Yes, I remember that.
And here we have, now I always compare, Bill and Hillary compare so very well with Ahab and Jezebel. And Athalia with Chelsea Clinton. Chelsea Clinton comes out now, and by the way, that's Webb Hubbard's daughter. Chelsea Clinton is Webb Hubble's daughter. We knew that going all the way back when all of this stuff was happening, when she was born, we knew right then. In fact, Hillary, well, actually left one meeting and basically said she had to go, and this came directly from her bodyguards who were in the meeting, said she had to go sleep with Webb Hubble to get her partnership in the Rose Law Firm. She said that right at the meeting. Hillary is an extremely wicked woman, and Hillary is an actual witch. She actually has a witch covenant that she heads up. And so Bill and Hillary's daughter, Chelsea, has taken on a new activism project defending attempts to force kids as young as kindergarten age to be exposed to pornography and all LGBTQ materials. And now I remember that recently she had come out and said that abortion is good for the economy. We should have as much abortion, kill as many babies as possible. That's good for the economy. She's an extremely wicked woman, just like her mother, Hillary. And so...
And Pastor Ernie, you know, you're talking about Webb Hubble.
Yeah.
If you look at her, she's got the face of Webb Hubble.
It looks exactly like Webb Hubble. Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, Larry Nichols was told, make sure that that Chelsea and Webb are never in a photo op together, or never get in a pictures together, because Webb Hubble had that strange, odd, weak chin, and she looks exactly like her father, Webb Hubble.
They had, what they did, Pastor Ernie, is some ingenious, person took pictures of Webb Hubble when he was like 15 and when Chelsea was 15, and they put them together, and then when they were 20, they put them together.
Hey, John, hang tight. I'm up against a hard break. We'll be back right after this. Let's talk about that on the other side. We'll be right back after this.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.